USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have filed an appeal requesting a new trial following his murder convictions last month. In the filing, attorney Eric Nelson alleges that the publicity surrounding the trial kept Chauvin from receiving a fair trial. It also alleges that the court's refusal to change the trial's venue or fully sequester the jury were abuses of discretion. Chauvin was found guilty last month of murder in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. And a man who tried to drive through the gates of the CIA's headquarters has died of injuries sustained after he was shot by guards. The CIA says Roy Gordon Cole was known to them because he had previously tried to enter the Langley, Virginia compound. Officials say there were questions about his mental health then. Cole was stopped at the front gates Monday afternoon, refusing to move and prompting a standoff between himself and the guards. The FBI says he eventually exited his car, holding what their agents believed to be a bomb, prompting them to open fire. Cole was pronounced dead at a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brekawar believes that 70% is an achievable goal. The former HHS assistant secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC is facing criticism after new reports show that the agency sought feedback from one of the largest teachers' unions in the country ahead of issuing school reopening guidance earlier this year. Lance Pry reports.
A teachers' union is undermining the CDC and its scientific facts. The American Federation of Teachers lobbied the Center for Disease Control and Prevention changing language on the federal agency's school reopening guidance released in February. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News the president needs to get a backbone and do what's right for our kids.
I mean, all the president has to do is stand up and be very firm. The teachers aren't the problem. It's their leadership. It's the teacher unions.
Teachers unions in America are not scientists, but it is being reported they did donate roughly $20 million to the President Biden campaign. Former Nevada Attorney General Republican Adam Laxalt.
This is an absolute smoking gun. And what's going on is that the largest teachers union that gave record amounts of money to Joe Biden and other Democrats last cycle, they're at the table. They're directly involved in, you know, helping to steer the science and being part of this process.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas wants all kids back in school now.
We shouldn't have a politicized public health bureaucracy like the CDC answering at the beck and call of the teachers unions. We need kids back in school.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.